Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one episode at a time. That's right, and I'm joined by my friends, Jackie and Jason.
Hi, I'm Jackie. I'm the biggest Friends fan. I got a nice little Friends set up here, you know, because we're working from home, so I got my banner. I got everything over here. Ridiculous. Anyways.
All right, and I'm Jason. I'm the old guy. I'm the same age as all the Friends, so I lived it.
You're not old.
No, you're not. Young at heart. Yeah. So we are on the 85th episode, the one with the embryos, which premiered on January 15th, 1997, with 27.1 million viewers. Jackie, give us a lowdown.
Yes. Did you guys notice that the viewership went up for this one? So it's like now that Phoebe is, you know, pregnant or going to get pregnant, is like went up significantly, I think. So
I think you're on to something. I think there was probably a lot of water cooler talk after last week's the last episode.
Yes. Yes. So I noticed that when I saw it in our notes. But
you have to think about this too. That this was back when, you know, people watched it. Even though you're watching it at home, it was still communal viewing because everybody watched it at the same time. Mm-hmm. And the next day, everyone was talking about it. There was no, you know, watch it whenever you want on VOD or streaming.
Yes. Yes.
I love Vanessa's look on this like, oh, old man tales.
No. No, I lived it too. Wow.
No, but isn't it funny that like, okay, so I'm like a mix of both because I watch Grey's Anatomy live. Like last night, we're recording this on Friday, but last night Grey's Anatomy's on Thursdays, you know, so I watch it. So then like Taylor Swift came out with her new album and I was like listening to things like during commercial break. Like I like week by week. I don't mind it.
I think there's some like The Undoing on HBO when that came out. I watched that every week as it came out. But I do like it's like, to me, it's kind of like more like books now. A book can be popular, but not everybody's reading it or at the same place at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, for me, I think there's some shows I do like, I don't know. I think since working in entertainment, before that I used to never want spoilers, but then after that it kind of happened.
Yeah.
You know, like some shows were so late at night and I have to, you know, go to bed and go to work.
Yeah.
So I remember being really upset every time I found out who won Dancing with the Stars before I had found out who watched it for myself. And then I eventually just got used to it. So now it's just kind of like, you know, we only have one TV in our house and I share it with my husband. So typically I like to like let him watch his shows and then I'll record mine and watch him later at peace, you know, no interruptions where I can fast forward.
Yeah.
And sometimes I like to know what happens. So like when I was watching The Undoing, I binge watched it that entire weekend before the final episode came out.
Oh.
But also I couldn't stand the anticipation. So I was also on Wikipedia trying to find out like what was happening because I wanted to know.
So it's funny because we're both like we're in an era right now of TV is like the binge watching or the week by week. So you could get to pick and choose, which is cool. Yeah. There's so much content out there.
There's a mix of it. Yeah,
there's a mix. So with this episode, like we said, the viewership went up significantly. So yes, this is the one with the embryos. Phoebe is preparing to get Frank Jr. and Alice's embryos implanted while the friends have an all-out trivia war about who knows each other best.
That was good.
There are really only kind of two storylines in this, right?
Yes. Yes.
Because so the usual three.
Yes. And the thing is, because with this, the idea, so the whole thing about this episode, they've talked about it too, is Marta Kaufman told TV Guide that the idea of this was because the whole emotional aspect of it was, you know, Phoebe and the embryo. So they kind of wanted to just like kind of focus on that, but then just have one something else, you know, something else that's totally opposite. And so have it be totally funny, all out trivia war. And they said that one of the writers, Seth Curlin, was actually the one who had this happen to himself. Like we've heard Adam and Ira say, you know, things happen to the writers in real life and they bring it to Friends. And so that's what this whole idea came from, was Seth Curlin, the writer.
I think it's very true to form for the series. You know, it's kind of like the Thanksgiving episode where they played football, all the competition kind of between the men and the women. Mm-hmm. I think they played it well with Phoebe being kind of out of the picture. So Ross is the curator or the game show host. Mm-hmm. And then it's the apartment, you know, the two women in the apartment and the two men in the apartment across the hall. So I thought it was very true to form, very well executed and very, very entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it lined up the whole storyline with Phoebe, because that's a very, you know, serious topic in this.
For a sitcom.
Yeah, for a sitcom. So, I think it balanced the show out very well. And I really liked the whole, like, all of the questions are so random. Like,
it was
all the questions were very well thought out. And they even included the whole, what does Chandler Bing do? Like, what's his profession? We still don't know his job.
I know.
That's funny, because that is kind of a recurring joke. They got these really, you know, emphasized there. It made me laugh out loud for sure.
Yes. Remember I've referenced before, like when we were discussing like what he does for a job too, like I said, it's going to come back. And this is when it comes back.
Yeah. What does she call him? Like a
I still don't know.
What is she?
Trans monster.
Yeah. But I think we should also back up a little, because the whole thing, you know, this whole situation started because Rachel and Monica were complaining because the chick was going through some changes in their life. You know, she was becoming a rooster.
Starts with the rooster howl, crowing.
Yeah. And so Rachel was tired of it. And then they start guessing for some, you know, Rachel comes home with a shopping bag, and the men decide to guess what's in that shopping bag. Yeah. And then that escalates into, okay, well, let's have a trivia game. The winner of the trivia game, you know, will get to live in.
Well, yeah, it starts out to be $100 and goes from that.
$10 for the grocery bag, and then it's $100, and then they're tough.
It drives the whole thing. It just shows how competitive she is. And then Rachel's like, "Hell no, we're not doing that."
So, and in some of the questions, they're just so funny. So the one when, you know, like the Miss Chin Landler Bond joke was inspired actually from the writer when his surname was misspelled on an address label. So that's another thing. And then they also like the trivia contest, the new information, you know, they wanted the new information to be released with them. And so some of the answers were like the Viva Las Vegas, you know, like the Chandler's dad show in Vegas, you know? So like the things that they thought of, you know, is just like little tidbits.
Even when it starts out, the fact that they know what Rachel buy, these people, while they really all live together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they literally guess that she bought Scotch tape because the day before Chandler and Joy were making scary faces with the Scotch tape.
They all their Scotch tape. So they knew they were out.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
I thought it was very. It started out very cute. They really do know a lot about each other and pay attention to what's going on with each other too.
Yeah,
they really live together.
Yeah,
and the way that it escalates to them switching apartments, the David Crane said that there was never a discussion of changing the look of either apartment because the fun of it was that they were in spaces that they shouldn't be in. So it's like, I like that. It's just literally just the furniture, and they're living in this purple apartment and everything. It just, and then, you know, Monica is in the other one, Monica and Rachel, and it's totally opposite. And I think that's so funny too.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's a girl apartment and that's a boy apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was so funny. Like they were just so into it. And when Monica was getting mad at Rachel and she tells her, you know, use your head, like get into
your
it.
Head.
Yeah.
It was good. And then the
thing about the Chandler Bong or whatever it was that's misspelled on his.
Yeah.
We used to get email back when you got more, you know, snail mail at the assignment desk. You know, here in the newsroom, the assignment desk is kind of the clearinghouse to Simon Editor instead of assignment editor. Someone had thought it was like Simon Editor.
That's funny. That's funny.
Simon Editor.
And then, like we've mentioned before, if these jokes didn't play out when they were filming, they would rewrite it. And so there was a lot of rewriting for this too. So it's just, they continue to pitch in order to receive a better response from when they're filming. So it was hard for them to find different points of views for each character because they all wanted to win the game. So yes, it was good. Yeah.
And they even have a lightning round.
They did. Yes, they did. Yeah, the whole lightning round.
And then we find out, that's where we find out, you know, Monica categorizes her towels in 11 categories.
Yes.
I suspect we're about to learn your towel
category. Yeah. So I have 5 categories for my towels, and they are, so that's
they are
one. Monica.
Number one.
Extras unused.
Okay.
Number two. Shower towels.
Okay.
Number three, hand towels.
Okay.
Number four, gym towels. They cannot be mixed up. Number five, beach towels. And an extra category goes to Layla May's towels, which are in the garage.
Oh, my God. How do you have that many towels?
Yeah, and I mean, they're all stacked up in my linen closet, you know, in their particular shelves on their particular right side or left side.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
I mean, I know some people organize their linen closets, so it's not that weird. But I just
very good.
I don't mix up all those towels.
And Caesar knows not to mix them, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't know. Yeah.
That's fun. Well, so later on, this actually inspired me to quiz you two about your friend's knowledge. So later on, we'll do our own little lightning round at the end of the episode. So let's take a break and let's come back and let's talk about Phoebe. And then we'll do our lightning round of friend's knowledge with you two, Vanessa and Jason.
Okay.
Yay.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And we're back. And, you know, we want to talk about what Phoebe was going through and the whole surrogacy that goes on that, you know, not everyone might experience or might not know somebody that goes through. And Jason did a little research. So Jason, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Okay. So a little history back then. The first, it was called a test tube baby. The first baby that was born by IVF was in 1978.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Whoa. I didn't know that.
But that was an embryo that was implanted into the biological mother.
Okay.
So the first gestational surrogacy pregnancy was in 1985. So it had only been around for like 13 years at this point. So it was pretty new. And the biggest challenge in the beginning was the, there were a lot of like legal issues around it. Like who actually is the parent, who has the legal rights to the baby? Cause I think some of the women would have the baby and then wouldn't want to give it up.
Yeah, because they've carried it for 9 months,
right. Particularly if it was their egg and they had agreed to. So there were all these legal issues they had to kind of work out. It took some time. So I think that's why I think it was still kind of, you know, a little bit of a topic we didn't really discuss a lot because of, you know, those issues that surrounded the legality of it. But now I think that's all been like worked out and, you know, so some women, that's just their job. I know I have some friends who've used surrogates before, and that's literally the woman's job. And,
wow.
The one friend that had the woman has her own kids.
Wow.
And she's just, you know, she's only done it two or three times, but it's a, you know, it's a very nice thing to do. And it's also very, as we see with Phoebe, it's an emotional thing too. So.
Yeah,
I think it's emotional on like so many levels. And you see people, you know, on social media, you know, oh, they're having a baby, but everybody has their different story of like how they got there. And it's definitely the gift of life is definitely a gift, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like all my straight friends spent their 20s trying not to get pregnant and their 30s trying to get pregnant.
Oh my gosh. I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's like we've been told what was like, we're doing the right thing the whole time. But then when you're in your 30s, you're like, well, I don't have a kid. And then it's like, that's totally true. I have that discussion with my friends a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. I'm like, do you remember when?
Yeah.
But I do love this episode too, how excited they all are that she's actually pregnant.
Yes. Yeah.
It was a cute moment. And especially, you know, when you see her talking to the embryos,
I
and they're like,
it.
You know, like, I don't, you know, this is very costly, you know, so you better hang on and grab on tight, you know.
Yeah and I imagine it's like a lot more expensive now. $16,000 doesn't seem like
it's very expensive. Even IVF is very expensive.
Yeah.
But, you know, when she realizes that they're implanting five embryos and then, you know, they don't expect well, they certainly don't expect all of them to to attach, but usually one attaches, which we find out later, obviously, that that's not the case here. But anyway.
Yeah, and Frank Jr. wants to put 200 embryos in there.
Does she say she's not a gumball machine?
Yeah, she's a gumball.
You know, you find out that Frank Jr. and Alice cleared out their savings, and they say it cost $16,000 just to do this one time. Yeah. You know?
Right, so now the pressure's really on Phoebe, so she's feeling that stress. Yeah. I love when she goes, she's so stressed, she goes and sits upside down and and Molly gets scared of.
Is that a is that a myth, or is that just like Phoebe being Phoebe? I don't know. I didn't know if that was anything.
I think I have friends who have had babies, and they say like it's suggested, but I don't know if it's like scientifically proven.
I think it's suggested the old-fashioned way. I don't know about the implanting of embryos, but
the old-fashioned way.
I think like for that is like you once they're implanted, you're like you're pregnant unless. You know,
well, they do still have to, they're put in there, but they do have to organically attach to the uterus wall or whatever. Yeah. That's why they do more than
men. Yeah. And
I think the science has evolved a lot more too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I like too how Frank Jr. was like, why doesn't she just get drunk? And she's like, that works for a bunch of people in my high school. It's just what you were saying, Jackie, you know, when you're younger.
Yeah, you're in your 20s, you're trying your hardest not to. And then in your 30s, you're like, well, I don't have one. When am I going to have one? You know?
The other thing I was thinking about when I watched this episode is that, you know, Lisa Kudrow was pregnant and her son, Julian, is now 22 years old.
I know.
It's like, I wonder if he knows what an impact he made to the storyline, and he like literally made these episodes. I feel like if it weren't for him, this wouldn't have happened.
Oh, no, of course, totally. But it's funny because there, I stalked him. I did a little cyber stalking, and I found his Instagram page. And
he has a video. By that. Yeah.
Huh?
I was very surprised by that too. No, you found him.
He has there's a video on it where he's somewhere, and I don't know where it is. It may be over at Universal City. Actually, I don't know where it is. But anyway, he's on a street with a bunch of stores, and there's a friend's store. Mm-hmm. He goes, okay, so we're going to do something really kind of cool. We're going to do something and you can see this friend's store behind him. We're going to do something that's really kind of very personal to me. We're going to go to the Lids. And he turns and goes to the Lids. So he does make tangential reference to
that's funny.
Being, you know, a friend's, this friend's connection, I guess.
Yeah, totally. Oh my gosh, that's good. That's good. So, because inspired by the trivia game.
Oh boy, here we go.
Are you guys ready to play?
Yeah, wait. Are we? No. Is this a trivia about each other or about friends?
No, this is about friends.
So I don't have to figure out how many towels.
No, this isn't personal. This is all about friends.
Is it just for season 4?
No, it's over 1 through 4. Okay. I'll tell you which season. Okay, so Jason, you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay. In season 2. Name 3 of the 5 guest stars in the Super Bowl episode.
In the Super Bowl episode. Okay, Julia Roberts.
Okay.
Steven Seagal.
No! Okay.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes. One more.
Van Damme and... Wait, who was the other one? I don't know.
Oh, Brooke Shields.
Oh, I didn't even realize it was the same one. I was thinking the second half, I guess. Okay.
I don't think she was clear because wasn't it a two-parter?
That's okay.
Okay. Second question. What is Marla Thomas' character's name? We know she plays Rachel Green's mom, but what is her actual name?
Oh, this is good.
Mm-hmm. These are hard.
I'm not going to cheat.
Okay. It was Sandra. Okay.
Sandra, I've never got that.
Last one for you, Jason. Okay. In season 1, what did Ross give Rachel for her birthday that made Chandler accidentally spill that Ross was in love with her?
What did Ross give Rachel? He gave her a very nice gift.
Yes. What was it?
Good God. I have not been paying attention.
Something. It was antique.
It he found it in the store. It was a necklace in the store.
Oh, it was a pin. It was almost a pin. Oh, those are good, huh?
Those were good. Very good.
They were good.
Okay.
Right. It won't be hard to beat me here.
Okay. In season one, there was a two-part episode. What show did a crossover that included Lisa Kudrow's character?
Oh, I know this.
Not suddenly season. It was the one with the other lady. Oh, and it aired like an hour before. I don't know what it's called.
Mad About You.
I knew that.
I was going to say Suddenly Susan, but I knew that wasn't it.
Okay. All right, Vanessa. In season three, what sci-fi fantasy does Ross have for Rachel to dress up as? Which she does at the end of the episode.
Star Wars, Princess Leia, Beauty.
Okay. In season two, what pet were Julie and Ross going to get together before Ross backed out?
A cat.
Yes, good job.
Very good.
Were those easy? I have easier questions for both of you. Do you want to go?
Yeah. Okay. Start with the newbies winning.
Yes. Okay. Both of you guys can answer. How many siblings does Joey have?
Eight.
Vanessa? Six.
Seven. You're both wrong. Okay. Why does Monica lose her first job? It's the name of the episode as well.
Oh, she stole some meat, or she did like something with like what is it called?
Steaks and eggplant.
It's like when she took some egg, she took some steaks for free or something.
Yes. Okay. Between Ross and Rachel, who said "I love you" first?
Ross.
Yes. Who said "she's your lobster"?
Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah, good job. Every season has Thanksgiving episode except for one season. Name that season.
Season two.
Yay!
Three.
Oh. It's two. Who was the first person Monica dated in season one? First episode.
The guy she slept with the first night. Steve?
Wine guy. The funny wine guy? The one who can't be without.
Paul the wine guy.
Paul the wine guy.
Oh.
Okay. Last one. What is Phoebe's father's name?
Frank.
And what does he do?
He's a plumber?
Pharmacist. There you go. Okay, I'm done. Yay.
Okay, we have to do that at the end of every season now.
Oh,
yeah. You got it? I could do that. I could totally think of
at
something.
The season, no, I'll do it for you guys at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Maybe that's not fair, though.
Then the thing will be for you to stump me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we'll see if we can do that, if you guys could ever stump me. So far, I've taken every single like quiz that's like BuzzFeed and online and all those Instagrams, and I like ace all of them.
Okay, I'm being real granular on you.
Okay, good. That's fine. We could try. So Bring it on.
That's funny. Did you guys have any favorite lines before we wrap up?
Mine was the whole speech for Phoebe to the uterus, the embryos. I thought that was one. And then also the transponder. That's not even a word.
That was good too.
Yeah.
That was during the quiz. Yeah, that was good.
I like when Phoebe's talking to the embryos and she says, when you guys get in there, just hang on really tight.
Yeah.
Grab on really tight. And the next time you see me, if I'm screaming, it's okay. whatever she says, that whole speech is very cute.
Yeah,
and I mean, we do know that it works because she gets pregnant.
Yeah, so
that's you know, they hung on tight.
They held on tight. Now we'll find out how many later.
Yes. So yeah, coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Rachel becomes a personal shopper, and there is trouble in paradise for Chandler and Kathy. If you like this episode, subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes. And if you want to try to stop me, maybe you can leave comments, questions that maybe I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Do that.
There you go. See if there's any other
Googling.
Googling.
All right. Follow us on Friends with Friends Podcast, too, on Instagram.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.